Environmental Analysis, Chapter 4, The Biblical Basis, New Testament. Objectives. Upon completion of this chapter, you will be able to identify New Testament examples of environmental analysis. In the last chapter, you studied the biblical basis of environmental analysis in the Old Testament. In this lesson, you will review its New Testament basis. As in the last chapter, because of the study format used in this lesson, there is no key verse, self-test, or for further study section. Here are some New Testament examples of environmental analysis. The Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. The Gospels are similar accounts of the environment of the time of the ministry of Jesus and of his use of environmental analysis. For this reason, these books are considered together. Focus on the ministry of Jesus in the Gospels and note specifically how Jesus analyzed the environment to identify and meet the needs of people, how he analyzed the questions of his critics so he would not be tricked, how Jesus analyzed the thoughts and actions of people. For examples, the young man who did not respond to the call of Jesus because of riches, the motives and plans of Judas, the true level of Peter's commitment, etc. Note specifically how Jesus analyzed the present condition of cities in which he ministered. For example, see Matthew 23, verses 37 through 39, Luke 13, verses 34 and 35, and Matthew 11, verses 21 through 24. The Gospels provide an analysis of the religious environment at the time of Christ, what is revealed about the religious leaders based on information given about the scribes, Pharisees, and Sadducees. Here are some other miscellaneous references concerning environmental analysis. Matthew 7, verses 15 through 20, how to analyze true and false ministries. Matthew 13, analyzing for receptive ground. Matthew 10, verses 5 through 15, Mark 6, verses 10 and 11, analyze the environment when you minister and respond accordingly. Mark 13, verses 5 through 37, an analysis of future conditions on the earth. Luke 14, verses 7 through 14, verses 28 through 32, examples which stress the importance of environmental analysis. The Book of Acts, chapter 2, verses 41 to 47 and 5:42. These verses analyze the spiritual environment of the first church at Jerusalem. Chapter 6, verses 1 to 6, an analysis of conditions which resulted in the selection of the first deacons. Chapter 6, verse 7, an analysis of Jerusalem. Chapter 8, verses 17 through 24, Peter's analysis of a man named Simon. Chapter 10, verses 34 through chapter 11, verse 18, Peter's analysis of God at work among the Gentiles. Chapter 11, verses 27 through 30, an analysis of conditions in Judea. Chapters 13 through 28. In these chapters, Paul visited many cities and ministered to many different types of groups. Note how Paul analyzed and adapted the gospel to the various environments. Chapter 27, two opposite analyses and the results. The Book of Romans, chapter 1, verses 7 and 8. Paul analyzes Roman believers. What three things does he say about them? Chapter 1, verses 21 through 32. A description of the environment of evil men who have fallen short of God's glory. Chapter 3, verses 9 through 19, verse 23. Chapter 5, verse 12. Analysis of a world without God. Chapter 10, verses 1 through 3. And verse 21, analysis of the nation of Israel. Chapter 11, verses 2 to 4, an analysis by the prophet Elias is recalled. Chapter 16, verses 17 to 18, an analysis of those who caused division in the church. The Book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 8, Paul analyzes false gods or idols. Chapter 9, verses 19 through 22, Paul's personal analysis. Chapter 10, verses 27 through 33. Analyze your environment carefully. Do not offend others by your actions. Chapter 16, verses 8 and 9. an analysis of the city of Ephesus. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 8 and 9, an analysis of Asia. Chapter 2, 12 through verses 12 and 13, chapter 7, verse 5, chapter 8, verses 1 through 5, chapter 11, verse 9, an analysis of Macedonia. Chapter 4, verse 7, chapter 5, verse 17, an analysis of believers in Christ. Chapter 9, verses 1 to 4, analysis of Achaia. Paul analyzes the church at Corinth in the books of 1 and 2 Corinthians. What do you learn about the church from his analysis? Galatians, chapter 1, verses 6 and 7, chapter 3, verses 1 to 5, chapter 4, verses 9 through 20, chapter 5, verse 1 and 7 through 8, chapter 6, verse 15. What is revealed about the church at Galatia based upon information given in these verses? Chapter 1, verse 4, an analysis of the present world. Chapter 1, verse 11, through chapter 2, verse 21, a self-analysis by Paul. Chapter 3, an analysis of Abraham. Chapter 5, verses 16 through 21. Chapter 6, verses 7 and 8, analysis of the life controlled by flesh. Chapter 5, verses 22 through 26, analysis of a life controlled by the Spirit of God. Chapter 6, verse 3, be careful how you analyze yourself. The book of Ephesians. Chapter 1, verse 3, Paul's analysis of the spiritual blessings in Christ which belong to the believer. He identifies many of these in the book of Ephesians. Make a list of these based on Paul's analysis in these chapters. Chapter 2, verses 1 to 3, and verses 11 to 12. Analysis of what we were like in times past, before we knew the Lord. Chapter 2, 1 to 3. Pardon me, that would be chapter 4. Verses 3 through 6, analysis of the one true body of Christ. Chapter 2, verses 10, 4 through 10, and verses 13 through 22. What are we like now that we know Jesus? Chapter 3, verses 7 and 8, chapter 4, verse 1, chapter 6, verses 19 and 20, a personal analysis of Paul. Chapter 4, verses 3 through 6, analysis of the one true body of Christ. Chapter 4, 11 through 16, an analysis of the purposes of spiritual gifts. Chapter 4, verses 17 through chapter 5, verse 9. Study Paul's analysis of our conduct in times past and contrast it with instructions for our conduct as believers. Chapter 6, verses 11 through 18. What does this analysis reveal about our true spiritual enemies? The book of Philippians, chapter 1, verses 12 through 14 and verse 19. Paul's analysis of his circumstances. Chapter 1, verses 15 through 18, an analysis of various motives for ministry. Chapter 1, verses 20 through 25, analyzing benefits of life and death. Chapter 2, verses 5 through 8, an analysis of the mind of Jesus. Chapter 2, verses 25 through 30, Paul's analysis of his friend Epaphroditus. Chapter 3, verses 3 through 14, Paul's personal analysis. Chapter 3, 18 through 21, an analysis of the enemies of the cross. Chapter 4, 11 through 13, how Paul analyzed and dealt with his circumstances. Chapter 4, verses 14 through 18, what can you learn about the church at Philippi based on the information Paul provides in these verses? The book of Colossians. In the Colossian church was a group of professing believers who brought in false teaching. What does Paul's analysis tell you about the situation at the church at Colossae? How does this analysis help him deal with the situation there? What commands does Paul give to correct the situation and to guard against false doctrine? 1 and 2 Thessalonians. What can you learn about the Thessalonian church based on the information given in these books? What were some good things about these congregations which Paul commends? In what areas did they need improvement? First Timothy. First and Second Timothy were both written to a young minister named Timothy. Read both books and observe what Paul analyzed as necessary qualities to be a successful ministry of the gospel. Chapter 1, verses 4 through 7, an analysis of what caused certain men to be swayed from the true gospel. Chapter 1, verses 8 through 10, an analysis of the purpose of the law. Chapter 1, verses 11 through 16, chapter 2, verse 7, a self-analysis by Paul. Chapter 1, verses 18 through 20, what can you learn about Hymenaeus and Alexander from the analysis given by Paul in these verses? Chapter 3, verses 1 through 13, an analysis of requirements for leaders in the church. Chapter 4, verses 1 through 5, an analysis of conditions in the last times. Chapter 4, verse 6 through chapter 6, verse 21. Study Paul's analysis of things which will make Timothy a good minister of God. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 5 and 6, verses 13 and 14, and chapter 3, verse 15. Based on the information given in these verses, what can you learn about Timothy's environment? Chapter 1, verses 11 and 12, chapter 2, verses 9 and 10, chapter 3, verses 10 and 11, chapter 4, verses 6 through 8, and verse 18, are a self-analysis by Paul. Chapter 1, 15 to 18, an analysis of conditions in Asia and of a man named Onesiphorus. Chapter 3, verses 1 through 9, verse 13, chapter 4, verses 3 through 5, an analysis of the last times. Chapter 3, verses 16 to 17, an analysis of the purposes of God. Chapter 4, 9 through 17, an analysis of different men to whom Paul related. The book of Titus. Titus was also written by Paul to a young minister. What does Paul analyze as necessary to be a successful minister of the gospel? In addition, study these passages also. 1, verses 9 through 16, chapter 3, verses 10 and 11. This is an analysis of ungodly men. Chapter 3, verses 3 through 7, an analysis of what we were compared to what we are now in Christ. Philemon, read this short book of one chapter. Can you analyze the situation with which Paul was dealing on the basis of the information provided in these verses? The book of Hebrews, chapters 3 and 4. An analysis of why Israel could not enter into the good things of God. Chapter 5, verses 12 through 14. An analysis of believers who were unskilled in God's word. Chapter 7, an analysis of the struggles with life in the flesh. Chapter 8, a contrasting analysis of life in the spirit. Chapter 11, an analysis of faith and its importance in the lives of great men and women of God. Chapter 12, an analysis of the purposes of chastisement. The book of Hebrews presents the old and new covenants of God with man, analyzing these different plans of his relationship with man. The book of James, chapter 1, verses 6 through 8, an analysis of a double-minded man. Chapter 1, verses 12 through 14, an analysis of environments of temptations. Chapter 1, verse 17, an analysis of the source of good gifts. Chapter 1, verse 27, an analysis of the basics of pure religion. Chapter 2, verses 1 through 9, an improper use of analysis. Chapter 2, verses 20 through 24, a personal analysis of Abraham. Chapter 2, 25 through 26, a personal analysis of Rahab. Chapter 3, verses 1 through 13, a frightening analysis of our own tongue, which affects our environment. Chapter 3, verses 14 to 16, an analysis of environments where confusion is evident. Chapter 4, verses 1 through 3, an analysis of conditions which result in wars and fighting. Chapter 5, verses 1 through 6, an analysis of rich men. Chapter 5, verses 16 through 18, a personal analysis of Elias. 1 Peter, Peter deals with the environment of suffering in these chapters. What does he reveal in his analysis of its purpose, results, and the proper attitude of believers in such environments? Read the book again and take note of instructions given to believers to create a proper environment in the church through godly living. 2 Peter, chapters 2-3, an analysis of certain men who were deceivers. Compare Peter's analysis to that of Jude. 1 John. John lists many ways you can analyze yourself to determine if you really know God. Read through the book of 1 John and list these. Chapter 1, verses 6 through 10, the importance of self-analysis. Chapter 2, verses 15 through 17. Chapter 5, verse 19, an analysis of the world. Chapter 2, 18 to 19, how to analyze and recognize the spirit of those who are anti-Christ. Chapter 4, verses 1 through 6, analyze spirits on the basis of these instructions. Chapter 5, verse 4, how to overcome any environment. 2 John, verse 4, an analysis of the believers to whom he was writing. Verses 7 through 11, an analysis of deceivers. 3 John, verses 1, 3 through 8, an analysis of a man named Gaius. Verses 9 through 12, an analysis of the differing examples of Demetrius and Diotrephes. Jude, verse 4, an analysis of certain men begins, on which the entire chapter focuses. What do you learn about these men from study of this chapter? Verse 5, an analysis of Egypt. Verse 6, an analysis of wicked angels. Verse 7, an analysis of Sodom and Gomorrah. Revelation. The book of the Revelation is an analysis of conditions on earth during the final days of time as we now know it. Read through the book and note these conditions. Chapters 2 to 3, an analysis of the environments of the seven churches of Asia. Can you see any of these qualities in the modern church? Chapters 21 through 22, an analysis of the environment of the new heaven and earth which God will create.